Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I wanted to start with Terry McLaurin, and we will do that in just a couple of minutes, but we'll put it on the back burner for just a second, because for the first time in a few days, we got mega news to deal with. The Cleveland Browns have traded Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers for a conditional draft pick. We have wondered how this saga would end for a couple of months. We've got our answer. The Browns have agreed to trade Mayfield to Carolina in exchange for what is being called a conditional pick. It sounds like it's going to be a fourth or a fifth round pick in 2024, depending on how much Mayfield plays in Carolina this season. Remember, the Panthers have Sam Darnold, who got a chance last year and struggled. They still have PJ Walker, who I would guess is their fourth quarterback. They drafted Matt Corral out of Ole Miss, and they bring in Mayfield. So I would think he'll start for them week one and beyond, but nothing they do makes a lot of sense to me, so that's on Matt Rhule. He'll have to figure that out. But if he plays a bunch, then they have to send a fourth rounder to Cleveland. If he doesn't, they'll send a fifth rounder to Cleveland. And it's not for this coming draft. It's two drafts away. And here's the kicker, Danny. Here's what's really amazing. The Panthers are only going to pay Mayfield $4.8 million to do this deal. So the Browns, so desperate to move on from Mayfield, are going to pay him $10.5 million, twice that, and then the rest of the money from his number this year is just disappearing into the ether because he basically took a pay cut to make this happen. So Carolina's paying less than Cleveland to Baker Mayfield this season. They're essentially giving him what you would have given a backup quarterback on the market to come into Carolina and a mid-round, possibly a late-round pick if it's a fifth-rounder, and Mayfield comes to Carolina, Matt Rhule coaching for his job perhaps this year in Charlotte.
Two takeaways from this. The first one first. How far the mighty have fallen. Baker Mayfield should have started right away in Cleveland under Hugh Jackson. Remember that long ago? He set the rookie record for touchdown passes. Like, that's not that long ago. Now, in NFL terms, it's eons ago, but I swear to you, that guy was pretty decent as a rookie and had some promise. How far he has fallen down to be worth a fourth, potentially, a couple of years from now, having to give back money just to get his butt out of Cleveland. Oh, my goodness gracious, how little value he has. A guy with starting experience, but essentially one of the back-end starting quarterbacks in this league. Maybe his future is as a backup. Maybe he can reclaim a starting job somewhere else at some point. Who knows? But again, a career that was off to great promise. No one was interested for anything other than cursory value that Cleveland was going to have to pick up most of the check. That's number one. That's something I can't get past, and I'm going to think about that an awful lot. Number two, I'm not exactly sure what Carolina's doing. Good luck to you, though. Enjoy that. Just a bunch of spaghetti you're throwing at the wall. One of those guys might be okay. I mean, Sam Darnold played well for 2 weeks, and he had, led the league in rushing touchdowns through 4 weeks, and then he fell off a cliff. I don't know that they want to trust Matt Corral. I don't know what they're doing exactly. If I was in I got to save my job mode, I probably wouldn't turn to Baker Mayfield at this stage, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you are trying to throw your rope that you're holding on to as you're drowning to someone on the shore who can pull you to safety, and you're now counting on Baker Mayfield to do it if you're Matt Rhule. I get this, though, to be honest with you. And you know I'm not a Baker Mayfield guy at all, never have been, but I totally understand this in that he should cost more than this. This is bargain shopping. He has had, while I always point to his subpar to really bad seasons over the last couple of years, two of the last three. He's had two very successful years out of four in this league. He was a first overall pick. He is talented. And while I piled on him last year like most people did because he stunk, he was hurt for most of last year. I mean, really legitimately seriously hurt, like a shoulder injury that was probably preventative of him playing good football. So when you are Matt Rhule and you know that Darnold can't do it and you know that PJ Walker can't do it and you're not sure yet, but you assume that Matt Corral can't do it, why wouldn't you take a flyer? I get what you're saying, which is basically that they're just going quantity over quality and the more Jags you bring in isn't going to help you. But I think Mayfield, 4 years into his career, change of scenery, former first overall pick, he had a, as you said, record-setting 27 touchdowns as a freshman in the National Football League. He is just two seasons removed from a Wentzian 26 touchdowns and eight picks. Look at how Washington talks about Carson Wentz. I totally get what they're thinking.
I know this. Carolina, Cleveland, week one. I love the NFL. It's already made. It's ready made. They didn't have to change anything. They didn't do a special. We're going to move that one to week one. They're already scheduled to play each other in week number one this year. It's perfect. This is the best league that's ever been. I don't. Maybe in like 1,000 years, they'll look back with this more perfect league and like do some archaeology and be like, yeah, these pudgy guys thought this was the peak of civilization. I'm telling you, dude, this league is so effing great. That's my thought.
Yeah, it's the best. You said, though, you referenced your first of two items was how far Baker Mayfield's fallen. You're stunned by that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my follow-up question. Has his fall off of a cliff from right after his rookie season to right now, off of a bridge into water, how much of that has been his performance, where he has struggled two out of the last 3 years, and how much of that has been how he handles himself, where he's shown that the red flags or knocks or dings, whatever you want to call them, pre-draft, were absolutely fair. I mean, look at how he handled himself this offseason when the Browns were going after Deshaun Watson. Look at how he bristled and got upset at Duke Johnson when he wanted an extension, was dealing with business, a la Terry McLaurin this offseason, where you know he wanted a contract and he's going to skip a practice, and Baker Mayfield's making it seem early in Mayfield's career like he doesn't like the Browns or want to be there. That's the quarterback of the team calling out a player. I mean, there have been little things like that off and on. Forget Odell Beckham Jr. not being able to stand him. He doesn't like anybody. It doesn't seem like he doesn't throw him the ball every down. His dad puts together a video. But there have been enough signs of smoke where you go, okay, there's some flames to this guy is who we thought he was, an immature bro. This dude tries to fight someone in Arlington when they step on his, scuff his shoes. You know, that he just took out of the box. Like, he is not a mature CEO of a Fortune 500 company. So I wonder, is it more that he's played badly two out of 3 years, or is it that Baker Mayfield can't be trusted to run your business? I mean, it's a combination of the two, but which one is more his problem right now?
I think it's your Manny Ramirez corollary, right? Where if he was balling out, you could deal with his petulance. You could deal with how, you know, annoying he is and how – you know, he's running teammates. We're not with us, you're against us type stuff. Whatever that was, bristling at people. And as you said, pushing and shoving and picking fights and not being the most mature guy. If he was kicking butt, he's Aaron Rodgers. But he's not. So it all of a sudden becomes, it's not cute anymore. Now it's just frustrating. Now it's annoying, especially when you're not playing well and somehow it's not your fault. You know what I mean? Like, your point about his non-throwing shoulder bothered him last year. I think that was a thing. I think it affected his mechanics and the like. But we already saw that disastrous year number two where he threw 21 interceptions. We already saw a guy that, despite everything being hand-gifted to him a couple seasons ago in terms of how great that offense was, a great line, skill positions out the yang, they basically said, dude, just make two throws a game for us and hand it off, and please don't screw us.
Yeah, well, that's where he lost
with good ratios. And I kind of went, this should have been the ascension year. This should have been the year where that guy was a first-round fantasy draft pick for people, you know, or the second or third quarterback off the board. He it's hard to say this, but a 26-8 season, which he had a couple years ago, was actually really disappointing. And that's when I went, this isn't it. He ain't it. This should have been the ascension year, and instead it was a, we know who we have, and it's somebody that's not special. We're now in the market again.
Yeah, the quote-unquote good year is where he lost me. When you've got Nick Chubb, who's one of the best backs in the league, and a change of pace pass catcher next to him in the same room in Kareem Hunt, that 1-2 punch, that tandem was the best among any running back duos in football. And then you had Beckham Jr., and you had Jarvis Landry, and you had deep threats at wide receiver, and they went and just brought in a bunch of tight ends for you. And first-round pick David Njoku, and they signed Austin Hooper, and then they drafted another tight end in the mid-rounds. Was it Harrison Bryan or Hunter Bryan or whatever the kid's name was out of Washington?
That's right. Good pull.
How many weapons do you need to actually have the offense go through you occasionally? And it wasn't like they ran the ball just because that was successful and, you know, there was no need to throw the ball. In games where they really had to rely upon him, in moments where he had to lead them, he struggled to. And that's where he lost me, to be completely honest. Now, I don't fault Carolina here because I still think if you're in the business of trying to find a quarterback, and we just saw this with Washington, you are thinking about guys at their best. You know, not what they are in the moment presently, not at their worst, not what they were last year. And so when Washington is looking at their options, they see Carson Wentz 2017. They see Carson Wentz, Eagles traded up to number two to get him. Just like Seattle looks at Mayfield 1-1, and they see the possibilities, and his upside far exceeds that of Sam Darnold based on what we've seen. Certainly of P.J. Walker, whose best football's come in the XFL. So I get where they're coming from. But if I'm Matt Rhule, I'm not happy about staking my future to this guy.
I have Metropolitan Moving and Storage on speed dial. Exactly. Peter Schrager is saying said this moments ago, Baker's physical is set for tomorrow. If he passes, it's game on. But yes, it'll be a QB competition.
Well, that's what you say.
I mean, is that all
say.
Lip service, do you think?
I think so. I mean, again, you've been telling guys all offseason to come to the weight room to work out. This is a meritocracy. You're not just going to trade for a QB now and everyone moves down the depth chart. So you have to say that, especially Baker Mayfield is not good enough to be acquired and just automatically be named the starter. I think ultimately he will start for them, and it'll probably be before week one that they name him the starter. But it's not like you went out and you got a bona fide stud. I remember the comment I made about Mayfield bristling with Deshaun Watson was, he's not good enough to be mad that they're trying to get Deshaun Watson. Like, there's a threshold where if year in and year out, you're going out and you're putting up Pro Bowl caliber numbers, and now your team's flirting with other quarterbacks in the offseason. If you're Derek Carr, you're Ryan Tannehill, and your team is trying to trade for a QB, you can feel some type of way about that. Because you have played good enough football recently to say, what are you doing? Baker Mayfield doesn't get to act that way. He doesn't get to be angry. You know, you're not in a committed relationship the way that you've been playing. And I feel the same way about him coming in. I don't think he just gets named the starter right away, especially when you've told Darnold he's got a shot. And I'd imagine they've dangled that in front of Matt Corral as well, who they just drafted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.